Mercer girls are going to be a number 5 seed for what ought to be a very competitive District 14 Class 1. Action starts tonight from Eagleville. Princeton, the 1 seed, going to be playing at 8:15. Mercer, the 5 seed, going to be playing at 7 o'clock tonight. Tri-County, Gilman City at 4:30, and Pattonsburg and Winston at 5:45. Those the matchup. Princeton, a number 1 seed, is sitting there at 13-11, so you have a bunch of teams here that are hovering kind of right at a little bit above, maybe a little bit below the 500 mark. As we talked about last week, Coach Smith, if you come out and you play well, I think there are going to be about 5-6 teams that have a chance this week in this thing.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think the top 5-6 teams are pretty even this year in the district matchups. And if you don't bring your A game on any kind of a night, you can get beat. And you've got to take each game seriously. And you can't. And there's no really easy way to the championship this year. I think they're all pretty evenly matched up.
If you look at, you know, the teams that you played last week, and you lost a couple of games both by 3 points, but the game that you played much better in was up on your floor against Grundy on Monday. Was there a little bit of a hangover effect when even going to Gilman on Tuesday for the girls, Coach?
Honestly, I don't like to use excuses. We played absolutely atrocious versus Gilman City. I give Adam all the credit in the world. He had a good defensive plan against us. We did not shoot well outside to save our life, and we just didn't have the energy on defensive end to do it. And I think that might have had a little bit of reason. We played extremely, extremely well in a hard-fought ball game versus Grundy, and you know we're playing 4-on-5 right now, so that also does all of that play in effect. But we've just got to find a way to play better and just to keep the energy up and stuff like that. But even though we had a letdown game, I was proud of the girls for the way they fought back. We were down by 17 at one point. We could have just said, you know what, whatever, we're just going to live to fight another day. But the girls, they have no quit in them. They decided to make a comeback, and we tied the game. And in the fourth quarter, and then we just, about a minute left, we tied it up, and then we just couldn't get it done. So we just can't dig ourselves in the hole. But for sure, having that Monday game of that tough, intense game at Grundy, did have an effect, but I don't like to use that as an excuse. We just didn't get the job done.
Yeah, the folks that were up there, and I've talked to a couple that made the trip for Grundy and Mercer, and what a game that they said it was. And yeah, I didn't realize this about Grundy either. I was starting to get some. I don't have any of the specific stats from Monday, but you know, as far as you know, getting the job done in the month of February, Jandy Peterson of Grundy, especially rebounding wise, she's taken her game to the next level, and she's been a difference maker for their side.
Yeah, she does a lot of things really well for them, and she's kind of the staple of their offense, and she's kind of the one that keeps them calm and relaxed, and she does a really good job of getting offensive rebounds and defensive rebounds, and is also plays a very good defense on our girls, and so she's doing a good job for them, and Coach Stillwell's doing a good job coaching them up down there.
Did it turn out to be, Coach, especially rebounding-wise, what was it, Tori, going against Jandy for a lot of those rebounds in that game on Monday?
Off the top of my head, they did fight for a lot of rebounds. I don't remember if that was a specific matchup or anything like that, but I do remember that, yeah, they did go after a lot of rebounds together.
Well, and you know, the folks that I talked to that went up there and watched the game, they talk about how hard your team played and how well you played and how, you know, Grundy, for being a team that was really on a good roll coming into that game, they had to fight for everything they got against your team on Monday night.
No, yeah, absolutely. That's just kind of our team is we're gonna play hard and make you earn whatever you get and not make it easy on them. And I think our girls are doing a great job of that. And it takes a team effort to do that. And I think we're doing a good job of that. We just got to keep it more consistent on a consistent basis. And hopefully we can do that tonight.
When you talk about Coach, you know, you played a lot better obviously on Monday than Tuesday. What were the things that just from an X's and O's standpoint that disappointed you with the performance on Tuesday?
Shot selection, and just honestly just being out of position on defense. I know it's kind of weird to think about being out of position on 4-on-5 defense because there's going to always be someone open, but we just didn't play very smart of just getting the second chance rebounds and stuff like that. We just didn't bring the energy. Offensively, we just took horrible shot selections and didn't penetrate the middle or anything like that and just be patient. That was something that Gilman City decided they were going to let us do, is shoot from the outside, and we just were not on that game. And it took us about three quarters to figure out, hey, how we can reverse the ball a couple times, and then we can attack the middle and get our nice easy layups, and then our nice inside looks that we can get. But it was just frustrating all night, just to not being able to shoot from the outside and not being patient on offense and finding the open person. So that was probably the most frustrating thing and the thing that was going wrong for us the most.
So let's talk about the game tonight, Coach. You saw North Harrison a little bit more than a week ago, and you got a good victory, but that was on your home floor. Now you got to beat them in districts on their home floor, and you figure it's going to be a close competitive matchup one way or the other tonight, right?
No, absolutely. I think this is going to be a good matchup for us both ways. We've played them twice this year, both on our court. They got us once, and we got them the other time. And so I think it's going to be a great ball game tonight. Coach Long's going to have them coached up and ready to go, and hopefully our girls can respond to them. And I know they will, and we just got to play to the best of our abilities, and it's going to be a good game.
So I'm looking at this bracket, and other than Pattonsburg, and if you see Pattonsburg, that's in the championship game Saturday. You'd take that right now if they gave you that opportunity. Other than that, you've seen – anybody that you're going to play this week is going to be a rematch. So, you know, in telling the girls, hey, we know, you know, starting with North Harrison tonight, maybe if you get by that, a matchup with Princeton on Wednesday night down here in Trenton, there's not going to be a whole lot of surprises between the teams in this district this week.
No, that's kind of the nice thing, is being able to see everyone at least once in districts and beforehand, and so we know what they have, and we know what they're going to throw at us, and we know what to expect. But that also goes the same way. They know what we're going to do. They know how we play, and then they know what, how we're going to attack them. So it is a nice thing, and hopefully we can use it to our advantage. But we just got to take it one game at a time and just not overlook anyone and start looking at the next opponent, because as soon as we do that, like you said, this district is pretty evenly matched overall, I think. And if we start overlooking teams, it's going to come back and bite us.
Maybe more so against Grundy, Coach, because you played better and you had more points that night than you did against Gilman City by about 8-10 points. But I know it's not all Tori right now scoring the ball for you. A lot of it is her. But who else, with Aubrey's injury, who else has picked up their scoring of late?
As of lately, it's been Rainey Michael, she's a little freshman point guard who's really picked it up on the scoring, and she's always been a talented scorer and one that's able to get her buckets, but she's really not had been able to been called upon this year just because of Aubrey, and then when she got thrown in the fire, being a leader to be looked upon, she kind of took a couple games to get used to that role and stuff like that, and getting out of the third wheel role, and she's done a great job the last couple weeks of penetrating the basket and finding her bucket, and she's been averaging about 12 to 13 points for us right now, so she's been really stepping it up. And then also, freshman Katie Hill last week had a good week for us. She can shoot the three a little bit, and she's finally gotten the confidence now where she can just let it fly. And she had, three threes against Grundy, and I think that surprised a lot of people. It did not surprise me, because I see her in practice every day, and I've been begging for her to shoot it, and she finally let it fly against Grundy, and most of them went in. So hopefully that's a confidence boost for her.
Yeah. There's that confidence level, too, of, you know, granted, if you shoot the ball, you want it to go in. But even if you have the threat to shooting the ball from the outside, if folks have to treat Mercer, you know, as if, you know, you can't put all the attention on Tori inside, and if you got girls shooting the ball, even if they're not making every time they shoot, it's going to open up the floor for Tori a little bit more.
Yeah, absolutely. That's just the big thing I'm talking to my girls is like, hey, we cannot rely on one person to be our offense. We've got to have all five people involved and to be able to be a threat to score the ball and shoot the ball, and that's just kind of taken a little bit of a time to develop, especially with the whole Aubrey injury, and just kind of being comfortable not being the person relied upon to score the ball, and it's slowly gotten better as the years gone on and the weeks have gone on, and hopefully we can find our mark and just continue to improve and get better for next year. But I'm just proud of these girls and how much they've went through. They've went through a lot of tests, and they continue to exceed my expectations and play hard and play together.
Mercer North Harrison tonight at 7, up from Eagleville. Winner comes to the Ketchum Community Center, probably to play Princeton on Wednesday night at 5:45. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Good luck tonight in your district opener.
Hey, thanks, Tom. I appreciate it.